this receptacle of summer sunshine. You know, it's just a comfortable thing to do.
It is nice. Yeah. Well, often, particularly if there are animals around, I guess you have to fence in your land up there, do you?
Well, mine is not fenced in.
Is that fenced in at all?
Whether the dogs and the cats and things like that, chickens, of course, the chickens are fenced in.
Uh-huh.
Although they don't seem to know that fact. Well, I'd be interested in the chickens. This is, gets into the anecdotal stage, uh-huh. But they were had three roosters, a white leghorn, a red bantam, and a black Polish. Mm-hmm. And each rooster had his own harem, although they all shared the same chicken yard. And what was funny is that black Polish was the king,
mm-hmm.
of the hen yard. Now he had his little bitty harem, mm-hmm. of black Polish hens,
mm-hmm.
and the white leghorn at peak had about a dozen hens,
mm-hmm.
and the red bantam had I think three hens, mm-hmm. and there really wasn't that much crossing over. It was amazing. But of the three, also the Polish, the black Polish was sort of the feistiest of them all, and also had the best voice. And I don't know what our auditors would think of this. They might think that, you know, I'm a madman. They'd probably be right. But my black Polish had a favorite hen. And so you can imagine the names that they would have to be called. With the best voice, the king of the hen yard,
mm-hmm.
and the feistiest of the hens with a favorite hen, it just had to be Chanaklowski and Pertilitz.
Okay, well, let's go back to fences.
Okay, all right.
You've got... I can't do anything with that. Let me see. What about the different kinds of fences you might have around? Well, maybe you don't have them on your farm. But
well, you do have things like barbed wire fences,
uh-huh.
and then chicken wire fences around the hen yard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes referred to as the chicken yard. I don't use the hen yard exclusively.
Uh-huh.
Then the on various people's property around that place, there are things like rail fences,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and.
Okay. What is a what's a rail fence? And you're gonna have to straighten it, because I'm a city boy. I don't know. I really don't know what all these different things.
Well, are. When I think of a rail fence, I think of someone who is actually split logs, uh-huh. to make rails.
Uh-huh.
And yes, right. Uh huh. And the rails are the long pieces, and the, uh-huh. styles are the short pieces, and you cross two, uh-huh. styles. And lay a rail across it.
I see.
There's one place close to mine that has a real rail fence.
Uh-huh.
But then there are a lot of, people who are mostly horse breeders up there,
mm-hmm.
who have what they call rail fences, but we call them white rail fences.
Uh-huh.
In other words, that they are plank, white planks,
mm-hmm.
white plank rails, with creosoted post uprights.
I see.
Now, sometimes when you've got, at the front of your property,